For nearly four decades, beginning in the 1940s, Philip Halsman's portraits of entertainers, artists, and politicians appeared on the covers and pages of the big picture magazines, especially Life. Amateur and professional photographers alike admired his stunning images. In 1958, a popular photography poll named Halsman one of the world's 10 greatest photographers. Collectively, Halsman's photographs form a vivid picture of prosperous American society in the middle years of the 20th century. Philip Halsman was born in Riga, Latvia in 1906. He studied engineering in Germany before moving to Paris, where he set up a studio in 1932. His portraits of actors and authors appeared on book jackets and in magazines, and he also did fashion work. By 1936, Halsman was considered one of the best portrait photographers in France. In the summer of 1940, however, Paris was invaded. Halsman's wife, daughter, sister, and brother-in-law all held French passports and were able to immigrate to America. But Philip was a Latvian citizen and could not get a visa. For months, he waited in Marseille like many others who were forced to escape fascist Europe. Finally, with the help of Albert Einstein, who had met Halsman's sister, Halsman got permission to enter the United States. He arrived in New York in November 1940, carrying one suitcase with his camera and a dozen prints. Halsman's big break came when he met a young model named Connie Ford, who agreed to pose in exchange for prints for her portfolio. She later showed these to the publicity people at Elizabeth Arden. They were so impressed by Halsman's photograph of Ford against an American flag that they used the image to launch a national campaign for Victory Red Lipstick. The following year, Life asked Halsman to shoot a story on new hat designs, and one of these photos was chosen for the cover in October 1942. Halsman would do 100 more covers before the magazine stopped weekly publication in 1972.